Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we ditch the digital distractions and reclaim our lives, one screen-free moment at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit home for anyone who's ever felt like their phone was hijacking the brain. Ever feel like your focus is about as sharp as a butter knife? You know that feeling when you're trying to concentrate on something important, but your brain keeps wandering back to that never-ending scroll of social media? Yeah, me too. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be this way. We can train our brains to focus better, reclaim our attention, and actually get stuff done. And guess what? It all starts with understanding how our phones are wired to keep us hooked and then making some simple yet powerful changes. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of phone addiction and how to kick it to the curb for good. Here are five game-changing takeaways that will help you sharpen your focus and unlock your true potential. 1. Know your enemy. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Our phones are designed to be addictive. They use clever tricks like notifications, endless scrolling, and dopamine-inducing rewards to keep us glued to the screen. Understanding these tactics is like having a secret weapon against them. Think about it, those little red notification badges are like tiny sirens screaming at your brain, "Check me." They hijack our natural desire for instant gratification, making it harder to resist that urge to peek. The power of intention. Ever heard the saying, "Where your attention goes, your energy flows"? It's so true. When we constantly switch between tasks and get distracted by our phones, our brains become fragmented and exhausted. But when we set clear intentions for how we use our time, we can direct our focus like a laser beam. So before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, what's my intention here? Is it to connect with someone important? To learn something new? Or just to mindless scroll? 3. Embrace boredom. This is a big one. In our always-on world, boredom has become the enemy. We're constantly seeking stimulation through our phones, but true creativity and deep thinking often happen when we allow ourselves to be bored. So ditch the phone and let your mind wander for a few minutes each day. You might be surprised by the insights that emerge. 4. Phone-free zones. Creating designated phone-free zones in your life is like building fortresses against digital distraction. Think about your bedroom, your dinner table, or even just 30 minutes before bed. Make these spaces sacred and screen-free. You'll be amazed at how much more present and relaxed you feel without the constant buzz of notifications. 5. Digital detox days. Ready for a serious reset? Try scheduling one day a week or even just a few hours as a complete digital detox. Turn off your phone, step away from the computer, and reconnect with the world around you. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You'll come back feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to take on the world. Okay, let's bring this all home with a real-life scenario. Imagine this. It's a sunny Saturday morning. You're finally catching up on that project you've been putting off, but every few minutes, your phone starts buzzing with notifications. Emails, texts, social media, they keep pulling you back into the digital vortex. Sound familiar? This is where those five key takeaways come in handy. Instead of letting your phone hijack your focus, try setting a timer for dedicated work sessions, silencing unnecessary notifications, and putting your phone on do not disturb mode. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. By consciously choosing to prioritize focus work over constant distractions, you can reclaim your time, boost your productivity, and actually enjoy those sunny Saturday mornings again. So there you have it, folks, the roadmap to better focus and concentration in our ever-distracting world. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. It takes conscious effort, but with each small step you take towards breaking free from phone addiction, you'll unlock a whole new level of mental clarity, productivity, and joy. Ready to ditch the digital distractions and reclaim your attention? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review so we can spread the word, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear about your progress. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember you are in control of your phone, not the other way around.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.